From Windsor, Ontario, my name's Kirsten Perry, and this is Only in YQG. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time you're tuning in. This is the YQG weekend segment of Only in YQG, where I talk about all of the things that are happening in Windsor Essex County this upcoming weekend. Now, with COVID-19, social distancing, and quarantining, I've seen a lot of people bored with no idea what to do. So every Thursday over the next few months, I'm going to share some of the ways that you can support local businesses and keep yourself preoccupied on the weekends when maybe you're spending a lot more time by yourself. Let's dive in. So the first thing that you can do is work on creating your YQG bucket list. And for some, this might sound silly, but there is no better time than now to start making a list of all the things that you're going to want to do or see when this whole social distancing thing is over. It can be in your phone, in a notebook, on your computer, wherever you'd like. About a year ago, I made a list of places and things that I personally wanted to try here in Windsor, Essex. Everything from greenhouses to rock climbing walls to food trucks, and I've been on a mission to kind of check all of them off, which is kind of how this podcast started, as a way to document me visiting all of these different places and sharing them with you so that you can experience them as well. So over the next couple of months, if you are not able to get out, maybe just make a list of these places that you have to check out or things that you want to see once you're able to get out and about. The second thing that you can do is order takeout. So what used to be referred to as wasting your money is now being considered as stimulating the local economy, and you've become a hometown hero because now you are able to support these local businesses. So take it while you can, but here are a few places you might want to consider ordering from this weekend. Keep in mind that it is Easter weekend, so I know that a lot of you do home-cooked meals. Number one, Anchor Coffee House. Anchor Coffee House is a locally owned cafe and bake shop here in Windsor, Essex. And it also happens to be one of my favorite places to have a London fog and do some work. Since they are currently closed due to COVID-19, they have a spectacular delivery menu filled with everything from coffee and mugs to baked goods. They even have their London fog and chai latte concentrate for sale so that you can actually make it at home. Plus, if you purchase a t-shirt from them, 100% of the proceeds go directly to their staff. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. The contact information for placing a delivery order is in the show notes of this episode and will also be included in our blog post. Start your mornings with a cup of something that Anchor has made, and I promise you'll never want to start it another way ever again. The second place that you can purchase from this upcoming weekend is the Beacon Ale House in Amherstburg. They are open for takeout on Good Friday so that you can get your fish and chips fix. A lot of people spend Good Friday eating fish, and usually that means going out to restaurants and having a sit-down meal. This year, obviously, things are a little bit different, but the Beacon Ale House is still offering their fish and chips for takeout. So it's a great opportunity to get that fish fix while still supporting a local business. Number three, Kingsville Brewery wants to bring beers to you. So if you're looking for a nice drink to pair with your other takeout this weekend, consider grabbing a case of beers from Kingsville Brewery. A lot of our other local breweries are also doing delivery, so look at one that's closest to you and have a couple drinks, but always remember to drink responsibly. And number four, as we get into the warmer weather, how about grabbing some frozen yogurt? Nucelli's in Amherstburg is offering the 12 and 24 packs of their frozen yogurt for pickup on Saturday, so you can have a nice sweet treat while the nice warmer weather starts coming out, and I've included the order form for you in the show notes as well. Now that you've figured out your takeout, another thing you can do this weekend is pick up some beautiful plants from Colasanti's or Anna's Flowers. Both have curbside pickup option. This weekend, every year, Easter weekend, it's generally a time where families start thinking about what gardening they want to do, and they start picking up plants, and oftentimes on Easter, plants are a gift that people give to one another. So as the weather warms up, consider purchasing your plants from a local flower shop. I've had my eyes on some really cute cacti from Colasanti's and some seeds from Anna's Flowers. Will this be the year I start a garden? I don't know, but I definitely want to get out and make sure I'm supporting these local businesses. Now, it would be a tad crazy if I didn't mention Easter happening this weekend, although lately I've had a hard time knowing what day of the week it is. Anyone else? There's no question that this year Easter is going to be a bit of a challenging time for most. What is usually classified as a time that brings people together, we're actually having to spend more time apart. While this isn't going to end us, there are ways that we can support local, even from preparing for smaller, maybe even solo Easter festivities. And I urge you this year to purchase your Easter dinner and your supplies from a local grocery store. So a lot of times we're going to big box stores like Sobeys and FreshGo, but there are a ton of local stores here in Windsor Essex County that need our support now more than ever. Some of these are Remarks, Fred's Farm Fresh, Littlefoot Foods, Lee and Maria's, The Cheese Bar, DeMarco's Fine Foods. These stores could really use our support now, and if you have the ability to go there and do maybe a curbside pickup or just go and purchase all of your dinner supplies from them, I'm sure it would make a huge impact. And lastly, the thing I can recommend for you to do this weekend is to stay home. I know there is probably this huge temptation to have these big gatherings and be with your family, but this time, this year, things have to be a little bit different. And there is an option for you to have Easter virtually. There are a lot of platforms out there that allow you to have video chats and conference calls and things like that. So maybe use this as an opportunity to still be together, even though you're not physically together. There are actually a lot of great ways that you can interact with people and do things together as a family, even if you aren't in physical close proximity to one another. Obviously, it's not ideal, but it is absolutely necessary. So here are a few things that you can do together remotely. Number one, play games online. They actually have a way for you to play Cards Against Humanity online, and I'm guessing that there are a ton of ways to play a bunch of different card games online. So set up a Zoom call, set up a Skype call with your loved ones, and have the game open where you are playing with them. Number two, use Netflix Party to watch Netflix together. So Netflix Party is a Google Chrome extension where you can watch Netflix at the same time as somebody else. Number three, go for a walk or a bike ride. Number four, do some spring cleaning. Or number five, get your garden ready with some seeds from Anna's Flowers like I will. So while there are a million different businesses that could use our support this weekend, obviously these episodes are only under 10 minutes, so I cannot cover all of them. But every single week we will be featuring a handful of businesses that you might want to consider purchasing from, especially right now during this crazy time. So that is a wrap on this YQG Weekends episode of the Only in YQG podcast. The next episode we have coming out is on Monday, where you're going to learn about some other rad businesses and see some photos of some cool places that you're going to want to add to that YQG bucket list. So thank you for tuning in. Please like, rate, follow, subscribe, give us a review on iTunes because we're there now, and we'll be in your earbuds on Monday.